Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 live at Herman Park, where today they will be playing golf for the Imani School. And somebody else is, I believe, the Imani School is one of the benefactors. And what's the other one, Courtney? Do you remember? I can't hear you. The Imani School is one of the benefactors. Lucille's is hosting the event. The Imani School is a benefactor of the money raised today. And there was one other that was going to get money. We're talking to Chris Williams, who's the chef, the big cheese. He said, I remember the Imani School. I forget the other one that he had said, who else is going to be being a benefactor of the tournament. Lucille's 1913, they're feeding people. Yeah. Who they'll be feeding. So that and the Imani School. So congratulations. Great stuff. Hopefully they do this every year. We'd love to be a part of it. And you guys would be able to come out here sometime and play it. Chris does an unbelievable – Chris and his brother do an unbelievable job feeding people, like closing in on 200,000 meals that they've given away.
Yeah, if you want more information, you can go to lucilles1913.org. Lucille's 1913 Conscious Community Collective, as you said, they sponsor meals, feeding people in the community. They were on Good Morning America. You can see that video on the website. Once again, lucilles1913.org for more information.
And Chris was on the show with me, and he thought that was a bigger deal than being on Good Morning America.
Did he say that?
I thought he said that. Hmm. Or maybe I said that.
It would seem like you would remember if a man said that being on your show is bigger than Good Morning America.
Well, I think I might have said it, and he may have.
Did he laugh or did he agree?
He didn't really. I don't know if he agreed so much as 240,000 meals now?
Yeah.
240,800.
Yeah, 240,800 meals provided, and obviously that'll continue to tick up. So, very worthy cause, and I'm just looking at the meals being laid out. Even the pictures will tell you these are high quality meals. This isn't stuff where this is stuff that you I don't want to call it slop, but these are things that you would like if you were making a meal for yourself at home. This isn't just stuff that's being handed out. They're healthy. They're good. So check it out. You can go to lucilles13.org for more information.
You know, speaking of which, I made a pork roast yesterday.
No one was speaking.
Well, I'm going to probably have to show Chris
okay.
my pork roast and how I did it. And, you know, and then we'll see if he can add that to his menu. Because pork roast is big.
You believe the accomplished chef is looking for instructions and help from you.
Is that not something Lance would say?
Definitely. Hey, yeah. Chris, I was looking at what you're providing, and I got a couple tips.
Hey, have you tried my pork roast? Here's how I do it. That's what Lance would do. And since Lance isn't here, I had to do it for him, right?
What Lance would do was curse in front of little children.
Oh, my goodness.
What he would do.
Oh. Have you seen this? Kevin James is going to play Saints coach Sean Payton in a Netflix movie called Home Team.
All those words put together are the least interesting thing I've ever heard. I don't care. Am I supposed to care about what Sean Payton did when he wasn't coaching football?
The movie is based on when Payton was suspended in 2012 and coached his son's sixth grade football team.
I'm supposed to care about that?
I hope they won it. Well, now, why does he have a Tom Landry hat on? Is that something Sean Payton wears?
I don't think so.
He's always in a visor.
I just think it's something that Kevin James wears, and that's a picture they chose. Like, unless there's the annexation of Puerto Rico as a play, like from Little Giants, I don't care. Is there a character named Icebox? It better not be like real life. Like, you love real life stories. It better be a dramatization, like where he has to go to the, go to the inner city to get a really good player. Give me some drama. I don't care about this.
Well, how do you know there is no drama? How do you know that he
Sean Payton coaching is what, 6-year-olds in football?
Sixth grade team.
Where's the drama in that?
What about the coach he displaced now?
Was it his team or did he get rid of a coach to coach the team?
He had to get rid of the coach.
So
the coach
I'm supposed to care about his mental anguish of not being able to coach the Saints? Does he get a call from, does Drew Brees come out to a game, or does he talk to Drew Brees and Drew Brees like, hey, hang in there, Sean. We're still rooting for you. Is that going to be part of the story? Man, get out of here with this. I don't care.
I do.
Why do you
care?
You
don't know that there's some drama.
What's the drama?
That one of the moms on the team was yelling at him for not putting her kid in or something. You don't know.
You know. This is – Netflix is in this lane where they get, like, former comedians who are A-list, who are now not so much. They get these – they put them in these movies. Kevin James has made a couple. Cut it out. I don't care about Sean Payton coaching.
Kevin James has a show on Netflix.
I know.
About NASCAR team.
Yeah, Netflix is now a movie and television studio, so they sign guys to contracts and they produce stuff for them. I don't care about him as a coach. What's the appeal? Sean Payton's not that compelling anyway. I got to care about him in his non-day
job? Why are you hating on Sean Payton?
Is Sean Payton compelling?
He saved an entire city.
Drew Brees did that.
No, Sean Payton did
Drew
that.
Drew Brees did that.
Sean Payton is man of the year.
And then Drew Brees almost tanked the city.
He got suspended for a year.
And then Drew Brees almost tanked the city.
But then, you know what he did? He went to help his kids
out. Stop it. This is not a compelling story. Who cares about this?
In a tough neighborhood school.
And do you believe Kevin James is a football coach?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Stop it. That's a lie.
Oh, my gosh. You're the worst person.
And he's
going
to have to put
Sean Payton is going and helping the community. Underprivileged football
team. And he's
going
to have you don't know that. And I think Kevin James, like a bald guy now, so he's going to be wearing a toupee to mimic. Stop it. It's so stupid.
No, all he needs is one of those visors with the crazy hair coming out of it.
Either way, it's dumb. No, you're not going to line up to watch this. You're not going to watch the Sean Payton story.
Yes, are you kidding? I'm going to buy Netflix just for this.
You already have it.
Okay.
You don't need the subscription.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I do already have.
You know, America is going to. You know, when this thing trends in the top 10, I mean, like, we literally have nothing else to do because Netflix. Everyone knows they put their top 10 and what's trending and who's watching what. If this winds up in the top 10, kill that whole thing. Stop it. It's not. Well, it's not.
How do you know it's not going to be?
You know it's not going to be. Why is you think Kevin James in a dramatic role is what you're looking for as a football coach?
Yes.
Showing us the anguish that. That
well, you don't
Sean
know.
Payton went
you
through.
You don't know
when
it's not going to be a comedy? Is there a kicking donkey or something?
It better be a
you
comedy.
You don't know?
It better be a comedy.
You don't know if Sean Payton
because
brought
they,
in a kicking donkey?
Because if they play this straight, it's going to be terrible. Hmm. It better be. I don't know. Adam Sandler should make an appearance. Maybe Adam Sandler plays Greg Williams in the movie.
And then they dance together or somehow?
or something.
Why are you hating on a movie that's not even been
Kevin
made?
Kevin Hart can be Reggie Bush. I don't know.
Movie's not even been made and
it'll,
you already hate
you
it.
You know it's going to be terrible.
Oh, my goodness. This could be one of the great movies, a great football-inspired movie of all time. And here you are already poo-pooing it.
It'll
that's
be worse
terrible.
It'll be worse than all the Air Buds.
Yeah. All right. Headlines from the weekend. Our Astros got a hand. How about the Rockets? We haven't even mentioned them.
Well, they lost, and that's good.
John Wall had 30, and he can't beat Steph Curry.
He should cut that out.
No, I'm fine with it as long as they lose. I mean, we need them to lose to get that
and
draft
they got,
position.
And they have the Suns tonight, which Chris Paul is going to smack
there's a
them
whooping,
around.
There's a whooping in hand. They're getting a little –
things are going well, though. I mean, sure, they pulled off a win and against Dallas. Like, oh, what the hell is that? But they're back to form. They're going to lose to the Suns on the road tonight, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
As long as the Suns play their guys, that's another loss.
They're playing too hard for my liking.
Look, I don't mind them playing too hard because they're going to be a couple guys at least who you want on your roster when you think you're going to be good. So you don't want them to be quitters, but you just don't need them to win. And they're doing their part. So let's let the Suns smack them around, and that'll be their 40th loss in the year. They'll be 14-40, hopefully, at the end of the night. And then we move. And we just root for more losses.
Yeah. Hideki Matsuyama is the champ. How about that he bogeyed four of his last six holes and still won the tournament? That's how nobody stepped up yesterday. I'm watching it. Like I told you, I'm watching with my buddy, and he's like, there ain't no players out here. How is nobody... I mean, John Rahm started the day even, and he shot 66. Look at all these scores. Rahm, Ramsat 66, he moved up. He moved up 20 places. I don't know if it was 20. Maybe it was a little bit less than that. But Patrick Reed shot 69 and still finished six back. Everybody else, 70, 70, 72, 73, 74, 74, 70, 72, 70, 70. Nobody. Step up, people. Let's make a tournament out of this.
Who's looking for that?
As soon as it became a tournament on 16, he triples it. Schauffele triples it. Embarrassing.
So you watched the Masters with no drama?
No drama.
You didn't think that?
That's a problem.
You didn't think to look to watch something else?
No.
Why not?
Because there's no
Masters, drama.
It's only once a year.
So?
You got to watch. Are you kidding? It's the greatest sporting event in the world. And there was no drama.
It's not the greatest sporting event in the world.
Yes.
No,
in
it
the
isn't.
History of the world.
You didn't have to lie. You can say it's the best golf tournament in the world.
Nothing about golf.
It's not the greatest sporting event in the world.
Yeah.
Better than the Super Bowl.
Greater than the Super Bowl, yes.
Better than the World Series when your team is in it?
Yes.
Yes. Stop it. It's not even better than
the Fell asleep during the World Series. My friends.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Rays. Who cares?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, who cares about that? But it's not even better than the Tour de France. I said it. Sorry.
That is so.
Sorry.
Busy. No. You're insulting
them a little bit. ABC's Worldwide Wide World of Sports.
You're insulting them a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I grew up watching ABC's Wide World of Sports. The Tour de France was great.
Stop.
Didn't care about the Masters at all.
It was embarrassing. You're watching.
Greg LeMond.
Oh, you're watching. Yeah, steroid guy.
Greg LeMond wasn't a steroid guy.
Yeah, they were
was
all
he?
Steroid guys.
No, only Lance and that other American who won a couple times. Greg LeMond wasn't a steroid guy.
We don't know that.
We didn't see anything. We didn't hear about it.
It doesn't matter. I'll still accuse him.
I know you will.
Chances are, if you're a cyclist, you're steroid.
And from somewhere in my hometown, but where I grew up, Lakewood, California, shout out to Greg LeMond. You can't besmirch. That's a Lance thing and that other guy. I forgot the guy's name. Floyd something.
Listen, stop already, because you're embarrassing yourself. It's nothing but.
Floyd Landis, that's the other guy. Those are the two cheaters. Not Greg LeMond.
Probably did. No one knows. It's 10-12 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And the players are starting to show up, and it's looking great out there. Look at Del. They're setting up the dinner right there on the 18th fairway. You have to hit your second shot over the restaurant and onto this green here. How totally sweet is that? Do you want to be eating with people hitting golf balls over your head, especially with how crappy the players are?
No.
It seems like dangerous for anyone sitting at that table.
I think it's probably going to be, no one will be there until after everybody's done.
Yeah, I would imagine it's not one of the hazards, and you have to be part of the part of it yourself.
They actually have set it up in the middle of the fairway, close to the green, because nobody will drive it that far. And then so you'll hit your second shot over that, over the tables and the setup there, and onto the green. Totally sweet. Totally sweet. What's your best score on 18 here, Del?
I don't know if you've heard, John. I don't play golf, so I've never.
Well, you're allergic to golf. I forgot.
No, I'm allergic to talking about golf because of my Pfizer shot. Got that Pfizer.
Are you allergic to Eric Wong?
I'm allergic to his lack of performance. When he calls, he's not great when he calls the show. That's why he uses, I guess it's the same woman with a different name that called the show.
I don't know. It's whatever that stripper
Jennifer,
is.
Jennifer, Tiffany, Cinnamon. It all depends on what name he gave her.
Right. He's here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you say, Eric Wong?
Yeah, great show, guy. As usual, short and quick time in a sports show. Yeah, I called on Thursday and I promoted Hideki Matsugama, the Asian Persuasion, and he came through for me. I won big time with them. Also, John, do you think Xander had a shot until he hit that water hazard? And also, who would y'all rather be, Deshaun Watson or Matt Getz? I'll hang up and listen. Great show, guys, as usual. Number one in Houston.
Matt Getz.
And it's not an area.
Yeah.
Who would you rather be?
Neither one. It's rough from it's not a great time for either one of them.
No. I'd rather be Deshaun. He's going to bounce back easier than Gates will.
True. His talent, as long as he doesn't go to jail, will help him. Yeah, he'll be back playing as long as
he'll be as soon as he throws a touchdown pass, everything will be
fine. People will forget, yeah.
And there's a bunch of people defending him. Are there a bunch of people defending Gates?
I don't think anyone wants any part of the whole potential sex trafficking thing that he might have going on.
Right. So, yeah, I'd rather be Deshaun if you want to know the truth.
I'd rather be Deshaun even before this, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to be that dude.
It's an easy decision.
Well, especially how that dude looks. He's got like, I don't know. He's a weird looking dude. He got Botox or something, and so his eyebrows are stuck like he's an arch villain. You didn't see that?
No, I haven't. I haven't looked at his face recently.
No. They don't move. He looks like the Joker or something.
The hair's a little much right at this point right now too. He's got the whole. He looks like what's one of the redheaded villain from The Incredibles.
Yeah. Yeah, and so does Sam Darnold. Go look up Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold looks like a bully from every movie from the 90s I remember watching.
Yes. Looks like Chip.
Yeah, he looks like his
from
name.
From Weird Science.
He looks like his name is Chip, yes.
Chip from Weird Science. Yeah, and Eric Wong, I don't remember, and I couldn't understand what you were saying anyway.
Something about.
He picked Hideki Matsuyama.
Apparently he picked Matsuyama.
Okay.
Well, sure, fine.
All right. And
good for you, I guess.
All right. Okay. No one really cares, though, Eric.
I don't even
another remember. Call that no one cared about.
I don't remember
Eric.
Him calling.
Another non-memorable call from Eric Wong.
Get Tiffany to call in, Eric. At least she's fun.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, just tell. Can't Tiffany tell us about how you picked Hideki Matsuyama? That would be great. That's great. 713-780-3776. Is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97. This argument about the Falcons is pretty interesting. So if Kyle Pitts is a generational tight end, if you know, and he's sitting there, you know, Jerry Lance was here and he was talking about, you know, how often you get the fourth pick, don't you have to use it on a quarterback? I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but would you rather have Kyle Pitts or another first rounder? Move down to 15, another first rounder, and then a couple second rounders, or Kyle Pitts.
So you're removing quarterback from the equation for the Falcons.
Well, now let's say Trey Lance is still there.
Let's say you have your choice of Lance or Fields or Kyle Pitts.
If somebody who moves up to fourth is taking a quarterback.
Well,
so one of them probably, and then the other one's probably gone at 9 with Denver.
Yeah, you're just saying if they trade. What if they're at 4? Are you not including the option of taking a quarterback? Or are you saying no because?
Well, which would you rather have? Here's the deal: is right now Peter King is saying the Falcons are going to take Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Now everybody else is saying, you know, not everybody, but there's a lot of people saying that's going to be a quarterback.
And they've done something that's kind of non-traditional on their website. They've actually been pointing to why their team should take a player. Like they name Kyle Pitts in an article on their website about why he might fit in with the Falcons. So people were like, oh, what is that? That's not – aren't you tipping your hand? So if it's Kyle Pitts or trading down, I think I'm taking the alleged generational talent. Yeah, because Kyle Pitts – we've talked about this before. Kyle Pitts isn't just a wide receiver. I mean a tight end. He is a wide – let me get set it up for you like this with a known player. If I said you can have Travis Kelce for the next – 12 years, 10 to 12 years, and maybe 8 to 9, he's playing at an elite level, or Kwity Paye, or Jalen Phillips.
I get one of the big reasons that Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce is because he has Patrick Mahomes.
True, but Travis Kelce is a unique talent, an elite player. As long as there's a good quarterback, I think Travis Kelce thrives. But, yes, he does have an elite quarterback throwing the football. You don't think – if he is Travis Kelce for the next – if he is Travis Kelce, you don't think Matt Ryan – could take advantage for the next couple of years until he has to leave?
Would would Robert Tonyan be Travis Kelce with Patrick Mahomes?
No, because he has Aaron Rodgers and he's not Travis Kelce.
Well, I'll tell you this. He looked pretty damn good. And you know what? He's going to be up and coming. And you know what? That was the first year that we've seen Robert Tonyan.
We'll see what Robert Tonyan becomes.
Right.
But if he is, I don't think it's simply, oh, you have a great quarterback, you're this guy. Because what was the dude's name? Blake Bell was on the team and he didn't do nothing. You just have Travis Kelce has a unique skill set. His ability to get in and out of breaks at his size is pretty remarkable. And Kyle Pitts is even a better athlete. So if you're telling me I get to take an elite player at four, or I hope that Jalen Phillips or Quiddy Pay or whoever is a good pass rusher, I think I'm taking four. I think I'm taking the elite player. The Falcons don't have a lot of elite players on their roster. I know there's a lack of talent across the board, but they don't have a lot of premium players right now.
Well, I don't know. I think I would
because then you're suggesting you have to get it right multiple times as opposed to taking
right.
the generational player.
I think they're still going to be, even if they trade with the Patriots and down to 15, you still have to have a shot at the Jalen Phillips or the
I know, but you have to apparently let's just take it Kyle Pitts is a sure thing. You have the sure thing or you have to get it right at 15 with the not so sure thing and then with the other picks you get or you just say, "Hey, that guy's going to be an all-pro. I'm going to take the all-pro."
Yeah.
That's the conversation you have to have. The all-pro at the tight end position or potentially getting and making good on those picks later on when there are certainly questions about the players you're drafting. And apparently there are no questions about Kyle Pitts from what everyone says. That would be my concern. You have to trust your evaluations at that point that you can get those picks right. Because if you don't, and Kyle Pitts, whoever takes him, is a superstar, how do you live that down?
Well, you get four good players
for one. Well, that's
what I'm
saying.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
But you have to trust that you can do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that a tight end position is going to make that big a difference. The argument was you're at four, you don't know when you're going to be back at four, and there's a quarterback there, then you got to take a quarterback.
If you love the quarterback. Huh? You don't have to if you don't love him. Why would you take the quarterback if you don't like him? You have to love that quarterback to take him. Because if you're at being at four shouldn't guarantee a quarterback is taken unless you're trading up for him. Is that your suggestion?
Yeah.
The team's trading up, then they love a quarterback. I don't particularly if it's the Patriots, which we speculated about. But as a team who holds the spot, and if you don't like a quarterback, take the sure thing or hope that you can pick. And by the way, what's the draft process like in terms of draft picks? In terms of your ability to hit, it's only 50% in the first round. What's it like throughout an entire draft? These are things you have to weigh. I feel like the Falcons, they're not a lot of great players on that roster. Go get yourself a great player and then use the rest of your draft to fill out the roster. It's not like they're lacking of picks, right? They're not a team that's traded picks away. So if they have they have all their picks, I'm taking Pitts or a quarterback you love.
I think I'm trading out. I don't think a tight end is going to make that big a difference.
I'm not trading down to 15. I'm not trading down because you're.
Well, I might try to do Denver then and get Deion at 9.
Yeah, I would want to stay in the top 10.
Yeah,
I'm not trading out of the top 10 because, you don't expect you're going to be there again. Then take advantage of being there and go get yourself an elite football player as opposed to a player with question marks in the mid teens. And we'll see what they do.
Yep. All right. It's 1027 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Yo, I was a fiend before I became a teen.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're out here at Herman Park. And we are going to be here for the big tournament, the Lucille's tournament, which is raising money to give away food. 240,000 meals, more than 240,000 meals already given away by Lucille's. And not just, you know, here's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like real meals that they do, that Chris does. Unbelievable. So that's happening here today, raising money for that, and the Imani School, which is, underprivileged kids who are attending a really highly technical school. The Imani School helps them with, I think, computer and robotics and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's really smart kids that are learning and doing it. And I think Chris's mom is deeply involved in the Imani School.
And thankfully, they're resilient because they're going to have to recover from Lance's language.
Oh, that was – Lance dropped an A-bomb with these little girls sitting right behind him.
Yeah, I mean, I never even heard those words put together for a sentence like that. Hot bag of A. I'm like, what is he talking about?
What is that?
Inappropriate.
And little kids.
And he left here in shame, and he rightfully should have. Yeah. And hopefully – He'll contemplate what he did.
Yep. There's my man Rich out there from Prime Social. He's out there. They got a team. Prime Social's got a team out here. We got a caller on the line. Who is it?
Keith.
Keith wants to talk his Astros. What do you say, Keith?
Good morning, gentlemen. I got some comments from the Astros' opening road trip of the season. So they start out in Oakland, where A's fans are cheering loudly when they get hit by pitches. A's fans, put down the crystal meth. We know you don't support your team on a yearly basis, but hell, I can't blame you. Your stadium's a piece of crap. And last year in the playoffs versus the Astros, your team melted down faster than a chocolate candy bar does in the Houston heat. And that, my friends, is a messy meltdown. So then it was on to Anaheim. Now, I was in Los Angeles before, decided I wanted to go to Disneyland, which should have been, I don't know, about a 45-minute drive, but it turned into a 3-hour drive because of your insane traffic. No wonder Kobe Bryant had a helicopter. So then they tossed garbage cans onto the field. And come on, Angels fans, didn't your parents teach you common decency and basic manners? Oh, wait a minute. Your parents were all porn stars. Of course they didn't. And then Michael Wilbon comes on the air and condones this action, saying because the Astros didn't get what they deserve. Wilbon, we know you're a Cubs fan, okay? Sammy Sosa cheated for years, years. Put that in your corn cob pipe and smoke it. And I end with Zach Greinke. Now, Zach commented how he didn't like the Astros got booed in the opening series. Zach, we know you like to leave this dimension and go to another. I don't know where the hell you go, but come back to this world. You've only got one thing to worry about. Just pitch your ass off. Good night, H-Town.
Rack 'em. What's up, Joey Joe? Prime is in the house here at Herman Park.
There you go. This is what I'm talking about.
That's it.
That's the jungle. That's a call from a day gone by. We don't do that. That doesn't happen anymore. That type of call. Does that show even? Is that still on the air? Is Jim Rome show still on the air?
I believe he's still on the air. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just gonna play. Make some shade, but
that was very particularly with the Earth thing. That's a very Jim Rome.
That was
call.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it was written out, and it was
sure.
There was a Kobe reference, helicopter reference.
That's why he uses, because it's the traffic in L.A. and so on and so forth.
It was written.
Sure. Keith's called in before with that type of call.
Has he?
Yeah, he's done it before. Just goes on for a couple minutes and doesn't want to. He's not really looking for a conversation. He wants to get his take out. And that's
he gets
about
his
it.
Take.
Yeah.
Rack him.
Have a take, don't suck, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that was very old school. When we first started in 97, that was hot.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Didn't that propel a current Houston radio host? Sean Pendergast do that?
Oh, yeah. He was a five-time
Smack-off champion, I believe.
Champ. Yeah.
Keith, going back to the aughts and 90s with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you, who are you talking? Oh, you're talking to your
my guys from Prime Social. They got a team out here, brother.
You were out there last night.
I was there last night.
Jerry Bow was there too.
Jerry Bow was made the final table.
Yeah.
So he had here, Dell. He had Ace King.
I don't know what this means.
Against Ace Queen. Who do you think is the favorite? Ace King or Ace Queen?
Well, the queen is the better thing in chess, but is king is better in cards? Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It goes ace is highest, king is second, queen is third, jack, 10, 9, 8, 7, so all the way down. So ace king is dominating ace queen. Jerry Bow lost.
How did Jerry Bow lose?
Because a queen came up on the board.
Ah.
And so he had a pair of queens, and Jerry Bow loses.
And how much did he lose?
Well, he ended up winning a couple thousand.
Okay. What was the grand prize for the final table? Okay.
20,000. So, you know, that's you're shooting for the moon, and you end up with, you know, he was the first out on the final table.
Did you go when that second queen come up? Did you go, "Oh!" Did you add a little spice to it, John?
No.
No.
Actually, it was funny. We were doing the broadcast, and it's a 30-minute delay for us to see it. Because we can't do it live then people would hear and be telling what cards are. So it's a 30-minute. And when that hand came up, we had a glitch. Go figure. A broadcast that I was involved in.
That's surprising.
Had a technical difficulty.
Surprising.
We actually were off the air when that happened. So I wasn't able to commentate on it. But I would have given Jerry a bunch of love.
Did you go full house? Did you throw in some roughneck stuff? Did you bring your roughneck play-by-play?
Full house!
Yeah.
Here comes the river.
Yeah. No. Is that just something you do when you do play-by-play?
I did not stretch out those
R's?
That was just for the roughnecks.
Okay.
Okay, because they're roughnecks.
R.I.P. to them until they come back.
All right, what did we miss today? Okay, so we only got a couple minutes left. Apparently Kellen Mond, according to people, Kellen Mond is moving up in draft boards.
He's got the tools that Lance talked about that would possibly impress some scouts. Can throw a pretty ball. I mean, sometimes where it's going and if it's getting there on time are different issues, but you don't see those in when you're leading up to the draft. That's you just throwing against the air. So I can see it, particularly if a lot of quarterbacks go early and you're still looking for a guy. He's a guy you think you can mold, and I'm sure Jimbo has developed at least guys who get to the NFL. They don't actually do much when they get there. But he's had Kellen Mond would just be the next in line for a guy under Jimbo to become a pro player.
Should Mond actually go in the second teams with long-term QB questions? Falcons, Panthers, Broncos. Well, Panthers, are they? They still involved in that? Lions, Patriots, Washington, Bears. I could see all of them.
They're teams for the most part who will have a starter, but no one's entrenched. And you could say, and Jared Goff, you mentioned the Lions. Jared Goff could play out the rest of his deal, I guess, or maybe get to a point where the Lions can fade the cap hit and go, okay, you're a placeholder for a couple years. And if they do draft Kellen Mond, they'd hope he'd be ready. I mean, the Jared Goff Kellen Mond duo. I don't know if it makes Lions fans feel good, but it's certainly a transition plan. The Bears could do the same thing. If Kellen Mond's going to be ready to start, how long does that take? I mean, we hear about Trey Lance, who's a first rounder, and no one thinks he's ready. Kellen Mond's been learning under Jimbo in a relatively NFL-like offense. Is he going to be ready this year to play, or is it going to take a year or two? If you're drafting him in the second round, you don't think it's going to take too long.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Redskins are looking at Trey Lance apparently, possibly moving up and getting Trey Lance. Or Trey Lance may still be available there. We'll see. But there, you know, I could certainly see all of these teams. Hey, a second rounder, but if he's still hanging out in the third round, I'll take a shot on a guy with that arm.
And he's young. I mean, they're all young when they're coming out. But he'll be 22 in June. And this is a guy who played all 4 years.
Yeah.
And he'll still only be 22 once the season starts. So if he thinks there's still room to grow and he's not maxed out, he looks the part as far as stature and ability to at least throw the ball.
Well, he's got a rifle, that's for sure. We've seen that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe they could help his the accuracy or the – I don't know. He was pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, he was. He was.
I think he didn't catch the love that he probably should have for a top five team.
Yeah, his senior year was very much like Baker's year at Cleveland. They ran the ball. He could play off that, and things worked out. He did. If you're on the Kellerman train, you say this. He got better and better under Jimbo. And that's what Jimbo does for quarterbacks, and I'm sure that's going to help their recruiting. And if Kellen Mond goes from off the board to a second round, early third round pick, that'll help A&M immensely. So I could see it. I wonder where he'll go. Will he get drafted in a place with an established starter? And what I mean by that is a starter who may not be gone for 2 to 3 years, or he goes to like Chicago where he may play this year because it's not going well with Andy Dalton, and they're just like, hey, let's trash this experiment and just play the young guy.
Give him some reps.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, and then the only other thing you put on the rundown was that Johnny Manziel is getting a divorce. Do you find that to be news?
I mean, it was out there.
Is anybody?
No one's surprised.
Is that shocking to anyone?
Johnny Manziel getting divorced is not surprising. Trevor Lawrence getting married, and not so surprising considering that he's just a kid. He's a kid from a small town in Georgia, but I mean, feels a little rushed, mm-hmm. But hey, love is love, I guess, right? Until it isn't. And like you say, it's your first marriage, so good luck, Trevor. You have the thought that first marriage is in, yeah, no matter what,
or should anyway. All right, news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Climbing about 25 doors. Representing for the doors
and holding 25 more. Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Del Olale.
We never got to this. Prince Philip died. How sad are you, and where were you when you found out?
I was at the station on Friday when I found out. I'm not sad. I didn't know the man.
Of course you didn't know him. He's Prince Philip. How would you know him?
And I think that family's had done some controversial things that I don't need to feel bad about, that now that he's dead. Well, and I'm not talking about recently.
Every family does some controversial things. Your family's done some controversial things.
Yeah, I took this job that was controversial in my family.
No, yeah. Deporting your family members.
He didn't get deported. It wasn't an act of the state. He just got put on a plane.
He got sent. Okay. Your sister, how's that working out?
I guess she's okay. I don't know. I'm assuming. I got no idea how's that working out. I'm assuming she's okay. I don't know.
Well, apparently there's a South Pacific tribe who worship Prince Philip.
They worship him?
I guess so.
Did they have idols?
I don't know why. Why is Prince Philip being worshipped by a tribe in the South Pacific?
How did they get
but
news?
But they believe that he will now return.
Who told them? Do they have television
Tana,
or radio?
TANNA, part of South Pacific Ocean Archipelago, made up of 80 islands. They apparently made the Duke of Edinburgh a deity.
Because he made
it. He's a god.
Did he make a visit there like 50 years ago? And now he's a god there? Look, I'm sorry their god is dead. But I can't find
the... I don't know about that whole god
thing.
Well,
he's one of theirs. I don't know if they have multiple, but I can't find the care. He was 99.
Apparently ABC is catching it for their coverage of Prince Philip. Because they interrupted the TV drama Vera, 75% of their complaints came from people who said, put Vera back on.
I didn't know we had a show called Vera.
I didn't know.
In this country or over there?
Yeah. Much loved TV show, V-E-R-A.
Oh, that has to be in that country. That speaks to how people in England care about him. Oh, the 99-year-old royal died. Can you put our TV show back on? Cut it out.
Is a British crime drama. Follows Detective Chief Inspector Vera Stanhope. They were pissed.
If you
come on ABC, enough
I don't
about
know,
him.
I don't know.
He was 99 years old. Who cares?
What's the closest comparison? I don't know what show you might have been watching, but if it got cut off because Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, would you have been upset?
She's not royalty.
They had the same type of tenure. They never go until, you know, they retire
actually,
or die.
Prince Philip wouldn't have been any big deal if he didn't marry Elizabeth.
You mean his younger cousin?
Yeah. I mean, it's, and by the way, and you wonder why the kids turned out like that.
Whew. Well, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're asking for it.
Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy.
Uh-huh.
He's hired investigators. Do you know why?
Why?
Find out why Fox News won't book him.
Why didn't he just ask them?
Well, no, I think he has that. Hey, why won't you put me on?
Well, it's because your only interest for us was your tie to the former president, and now that he's not president anymore, we don't want you on. It's pretty simple. You were a major backer of President Trump. There isn't President Trump is now former President Trump. Yeah. He's barely in the news. We don't want you either. Easy. There. Investigation
over.
Well,
Fox still wants President Trump news.
Yeah, but he doesn't come on TV anymore, so why would you want one of his lackeys on?
Well, how do you know he's not going to talk about other stupid Republican stuff?
I'm sure he will, but they don't need that from him. They got plenty of other people for that. This guy was looked at as an insider because he and the president have some type of relationship. I don't want the guy on when the president is no longer the president anymore. Can I have been paid for this investigation? It's case solved.
Yes.
Easy.
You did it.
I just solved this.
You did it.
Mike Lindell should pay me.
New Wyoming law will allow people to take roadkill home to eat. Do you want roadkill?
No.
Well, what if you kill a deer or a cow? You don't want to eat a cow? Yes, you eat cow all the time. What about if you run over a chicken? You can go take it home and eat it. You love, and you can spice it up. You got to inject it with the spices.
I'm not taking a chicken off the road and injecting it with spices.
All I'm saying is I would. If I kill a chicken and it's already got injected with spices, guess what's happening? That chicken's getting eaten. What do you got to do? You got to throw it away? That's wasting good chicken. Spicy chicken, too. Ted Nugent is asking, why weren't we locked down for COVID 1 through 18?
He's one of your people.
Actually, we did have COVID 2.
Yeah.
Because in 02, we had SARS.
Mm-hmm.
So that was COVID 2. COVID 19 is this newest, the newest blend. Now there's more, by the way. There's more out there. So COVID 19, Ted, it's nothing to do with it's the 19th.
No.
It was the year 19, 2019, when it became a thing, when it became a pandemic.
Do you want to explain that to Ted?
No.
No.
Ted, you just keep on playing guitar and having
shooting
your guns.
Things, yeah.
And keeping your guns, okay? A man stole $21 million worth of lunar rocks so that he could have sex on the moon.
With the rocks? Oh. What? How do you – stealing rocks?
Well, you put them all down and you have sex on top of them.
I get it. You get rocks from – okay. Is he having sex with a person on those rocks?
Well, I hope so. Or maybe he was by himself.
Or is he trying to fornicate with the rocks?
No. He was in love with his girlfriend of 3 weeks, decided to show her a grand romantic gesture. He stole moon rocks so they could jam the rocks under their motel room mattress and have sex on the moon.
Not that I needed that part of the story to tell me he was a bad decision maker, but, you know, because he stole moon rocks. But – you're in love with your girlfriend after 3 weeks? What kind of person are you?
Sounds like Trevor Lawrence.
Well, wow. He did get it.
Do you think it was Trevor Lawrence who stole the rocks?
And had sex with his girlfriend?
No, Trevor Lawrence would never have premarital sex.
No, that's why he got married to do that, apparently. Yep. Bad decision making all around. You don't fall in love with someone after 3 weeks, and you don't steal moon rocks to have sex with them.
Apparently, you do not want to. You do not want to break lockdown in India. Tourists were forced to write sorry 500 times. And what is their language? Rudu or something? What is it?
Wow. You could have just looked it up.
I know. How do you write it in?
It's in India?
In India.
And what did you say the language was
again? I don't know what it was.
You probably shouldn't. It's
sorry.
Hindi.
Yeah. I think you meant Urdu, which is what?
Raheel speaks.
I don't know if he speaks it all the time, but I think Urdu, it's the language.
Urdu.
No, don't do that. I think it's the language.
English, English.
I think it's the language of Pakistan, Urdu, I think, or one of the languages at least. Yeah, Urdu.
Urdu.
Don't say ping pong, whatever. Don't do it. They're different languages from different countries.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway. No, I just told you. You know. You know.
I don't know. All I know is that I don't want to write in, what was their language?
Hindi.
Hindi.
Yeah.
I don't want to write sorry because it's probably a really, really long word like Kaimi Fairbairn's name.
All the crossing all these lines.
He's just hitting everybody.
Yeah. Look, you're in public.
What?
This isn't the privacy of the studio.
Oh, that's right. We got time for another one, Tyler. We got one more in this, don't we?
Go for it.
City employee, apparently Jeffrey Blackwell's job in the Philadelphia Comptroller's office was to root out corruption and mismanagement.
Let me guess. Is he very corrupt did he mismanage?
Apparently he was taking bribes, telling people he could get them city permits or contracts in exchange for cash. And he was in charge of rooting out corruption. They learned in 2013 that several people with business before the city were paying cash bribes to Blackwell.
You know,
I don't think he was doing his job well.
No, I'm trying to think. If I was in a position where I could accept money, would I be corrupt?
Yeah.
You don't make the guess for me.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about myself. You don't give your opinion because yours is jaded by bias. I'm thinking.
Sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah, something you would do.
Right.
Does this payoff come with fries? No.
No.
Up that. I don't. I would hope that I wouldn't be, considering that's my actual job to not be corrupt. It depends on how big the check is, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
How big is the money in the bag?
Everybody's got a price, though.
Breaking me off $5K per?
It wouldn't take me all that much.
Yeah, I know that about you.
We are done. Thank you out here to Lucille's having us out here. We're glad to be a part of it. Thank you, Courtney. Nice job. She worked the whole time. Courtney did not stop working, Todd, just so for your information.
Typing, meeting people, giving out shirts and stuff.
Yes. That's what she does. Look at her. And Tyler won't even give her an intern. Terrible, Tyler.
You know what? She should hire Trey as part of her promo
team. Trey
would talk to everybody.
Producer at the station.
I mean, okay. Yeah, he produces, he could also be on the promo team. He could do both.
You said one true thing, producer. Do any of the producers really thrive?
Thriving.
Yeah.
Thriving producer.
I don't know.
We're done. Charlie Polillo's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.